I don't know what I'm doing.
Skål.
So thank you. Cheers. We're just gonna talk a little bit, and then the jingle comes, yeah. And then he's gonna introduce you.
Whenever. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I've practiced your name, so I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked about your last episode, and he didn't. He botched your name.
Oh, you talked about me last episode?
Yeah, I talked about the show.
Yeah.
Loca.
Yeah, på Loca. At Loca. At Loca. What did I... Yeah, and then I forgot your name because I was very angry on the last episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the listeners know about that. We don't have to go through that again.
No.
It's official. It's an English episode.
Yeah.
It's the first. It's the first English episode we're doing.
Colonization.
Yes. Sneak colonization. I like it. But would you colonize us? Would you give us the Armenian side or the American? Please don't give us the American.
Well, no. Look, I'm half Armenian, half Azeri. So, like, I'm already... I've been... You know, in a tough bind with who I am. So
okay.
I think American, probably, yeah.
Oh,
I've been more influenced by America.
Fuck.
It's inside of me everywhere I go.
Is it in Armenia? It's like a civil war almost now? Or is that some country close at least?
Armenia and Azerbaijan have had, they've had tensions. And as of more recently, Armenians were kicked out of a land that they won back in the 90s.
Because I saw this clip of this. Did you see the firework machine guy?
No.
The guy who
makes
fireworks.
It was like this riot, and this guy had made like this firework machine.
That like a just turret.
Yeah, it was like a minigun with fireworks. He was just aiming at the cops.
Are you thinking about Georgia, maybe?
Yeah, Georgia. I'm sorry.
It's Georgia, right?
Yeah,
that's a country I hope to go to, because I don't know if I can go back to either one.
No.
So I'm going to go to Georgia.
Nice.
Like my.
We should get that guy on a podcast.
Nice in between. What?
The turret.
The turret.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
Yeah.
Somebody should shoot me with one of those while we do this podcast. That'd be nice,
right?
Yeah. That would be
fun. This is too calm. I feel like it's too calm. It's too...
The coffee or the podcast?
The coffee is making it like more...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I asked you if you wanted a beer.
I mean, no, I'm fine. It would... Nah, I'm good. I mean, it'll get me up, but it's, you know. But I don't know. I like calm.
No, it's not going to be. I think it's just calm now because I've been at work. I'm normally not calm.
Mm.
Sometimes I am.
I think you're kind of like 50-50. Sometimes you come in guns blazing.
Bipolar.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Where do you work?
Kindergarten.
Nice. You see, I'm doing crowd work on you.
Yeah. Continue.
I mean,
fuck you, kindergarten. What the fuck? Oh, you like kids, right? That's American comedy for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
You ever tried crowd work on the kids?
I'm with the youngest, so it's not much response.
Well.
I don't get much from it.
Oh yeah, you're with the babies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna after the jingle.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get energized. Where's your microphone?
Oh shit, that's mine.
In Norway, do you is there grades for the kids? Or are you guys doing more like Montessori?
No.
Like in middle school, you start getting grades.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was getting
middle
grades
school.
In like.
I think it's high school.
Really?
Year 10.
You get middle school.
Year 8.
Also.
Year 8
till 10, you get.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that middle school?
Not age, but
class.
No,
yeah.
So like from 12, 13, you start to get grades.
I was being graded at kindergarten.
But you were Montessori?
No, never.
That's the opposite.
No.
That's the opposite.
What I asked. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, I was never Montessori. I was always judged harshly.
Really?
Yes.
And look what that made you. Norway, killing it in the comedy scene.
I'm not supposed to be here, man. I'm not supposed to
Boy,
be here.
Why are you here?
I mean, I'm here because I followed where life led me. But man, like I think about like where I grew up and like where I could have been, and I should have probably been in Florida, got somebody pregnant in high school. And,
what a timing!
But I'm in Norway.
You should be going to Florida to get someone pregnant. Is that the goal? Isn't Florida kind of like a shithole?
No.
Have you been to Florida, Talak?
No, but I just hear like all like the Florida man stuff and like the people Florida seems.
I encourage Norwegians to do more heartfelt research about the States. Don't believe just any story you hear. Yeah. Florida's a beautiful place. A lot of good culture.
Yeah.
Again, you know, everywhere is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But there's some beauty in Florida, especially where I grew up.
Yeah.
Are you from Florida?
Yeah, I grew up since I was a teenager until I graduated college. I was in Florida.
Where in Florida? Yes.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Like, you know any place
in I've been
Florida.
In Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Did you even know that city exists? Like, you know what Fort Lauderdale have? They have wild iguanas.
Wow.
Isn't that right?
A lot of places have iguanas, but yeah.
Norway don't. Hi, allsammen. Velkommen til Bajones Mafia.
You can do it in English.
I'm going to do it in English now for you.
Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Mayonnaise Mafia. I did not like that name. Let's change the name.
The Mayonnaise Mafia, you can say.
Wait, you haven't picked a name for this podcast?
Oh, yeah, we have. Mayonnaise but Mafia. I never said it in English before. And I'm not we got to do something
about it. Is it like white mafia? Is that what you're going for? Like mayonnaise? White?
No, it's because we're a little fat and a little criminal.
Oh, yeah. So see how things yeah. Things in English, when you say mayo, it's like
oh,
they're
is
white.
It?
Like a white.
But I like that.
You are white. It fits also. Yeah. The mayo mafia.
Because yeah. I also have a black podcast. Not a black podcast,
true.
But where I'm the token white guy.
What is that? Like the soy? No, that's more Asian.
That's more. I'm not gonna. That's actually.
What's the name of the mayonnaise? What's the black mayonnaise?
You know what the crazy thing is? Is that mayo is more of like associated with like whiteness.
Yeah.
Because it's like doesn't taste that good. You kind of put it on sandwiches. But I think like when it comes to like. I guess food euphemisms for race, coffee probably.
Yeah. I like my coffee dark.
That's when a white guy says they date black women.
Yeah, yeah.
I like my coffee dark or some stupid shit like that. You know,
I used to say that. But maybe we could use caviar, like Russian caviar. That's black,
that's
isn't
true.
It?
Caviar must yeah. true, and it's a little classy.
Yeah, yeah.
And but that's, it's pink. That's your other...
No, but it could be both because caviar in Norway is pink and in Russia is black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I prefer the pink.
You do? I've never had caviar.
Never.
I've had the black one once. It's really good.
Caviar or a woman?
You guys have so much caviar. Fish here.
Yeah, exactly.
And why aren't you eating caviar?
I never liked fish. Never. My whole life.
Yeah, he has like the palate of a 5-year old.
That's crazy.
6-year old now.
My bad.
Yeah,
6-year old. So what brought you to Norway then? It's just random, you know?
I don't think, no, not random. I met Jonas back in like 2018. He came to New York, and a friend of mine who's from, I believe, Fort Lauderdale or like around Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
That's in Florida.
Sean Grant. He hit me up and he's like, hey, you know, there's this Norwegian guy coming. Take care of him for me.
Yeah.
And I did as much as I could back then. Eunice was a little bit more of a partier.
Okay.
You know, I was more of a calm man, but I did as much as I could. And
a
then
con man?
Calm.
Calm. Yeah. Okay.
Calm. I've never been the big party type. I've never done coke.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
No coke, no mayonnaise.
Good. Don't start now. How old are you?
Ooh.
I think you're a wild card. I don't think you're that old. I think you look older than you are.
No, I'm older. I'm 37.
Should we guess?
Okay.
37, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's old.
Yeah. Oh, God. what do you think made me look older than I am?
The grayness.
The grayness. All right, I'll start faking it. I'll start putting shit in my hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I became gray when I was 19.
I'm never going to be gray.
Yeah, it works.
I would kill to have gray hair.
Although it sucks because, I don't, like, you have... like a hint of curly hair.
Uh-huh.
But the gray hair doesn't curl.
The gray hair doesn't curl?
No.
His
I think
does.
It's more dead.
Look at the other side. Look at the sides.
Does.
This is a great podcast.
I started learning how to get the curls. You just don't dry your head when you get out the shower.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. You know, when you... Yeah, furiously dry, then it kills everything.
Really?
You know?
Because I used to have curls myself, but not really big, like shy curls. Mm-hmm. I had to like force them out. And I bought this big black thing for my hair dryer. Not gum.
A diffuser.
Is that what it's called?
It's a diffuser.
Yeah, and I stood every morning, I put cream in my hair, and I stood with a diffuser.
You just blew off all the hair?
Yes, and it was so... My scalp burnt every morning, but I was gonna get those fucking curls. Mm-hmm. I was at a party once, because I used to be a partier. Now I'm more calm.
You're not calm at all.
and There was I got in a fight with this girl, this woman at this
you
party.
You fought a woman.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you guys have true equality here in Norway.
Mostly verbal fight.
Yeah.
And she said
mostly okay.
She told me, "Shut the fuck up, you fucking curly head." I was like,
"Thanks."
Finally. Yes, I'm getting recognition for this.
Yes.
And then I got bald like half a year later. Not bald, but yeah.
Look, I don't you know, I'm not sponsored by them, but I put shit in my hair.
You do.
To keep my hair. Yeah. I'm very worried about getting bald.
Oh.
Very worried. It's on my mind, but like I've bounced back. Like I was bald for most of the year, like I was just shaving it.
Yeah.
Which I looked fine, but I you know, every morning I put the shit in there.
Yeah.
It burns a little bit, but I'm keeping my hair. And I think I'll get a hair transplant if it ever gets too bad. I'm not against it. I think men need to start taking care of themselves
100%.
More. You know what I mean?
I feel like a hair transplant, that's just tits for men. Like getting fake tits. But yeah. What else is?
I think there's no equivalent extensions. For tits.
No,
tits are too cool.
They deserve to
tits
be
are
their
way
own.
Too cool.
Ah, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, have you seen tits are cool? It would take like a couple of different things for men to get to even. Yeah, it'd be way. Yeah,
okay. No. I should respect.
I recently learned that gay people also love women tits.
It's you know yeah. what it is. It's a you know a source of nutrition.
Yeah, yeah. It's biological.
But why? I guess women also are fascinated by tits.
Yeah,
like
I mean, it's the best thing ever.
But the thing about like fake tits, because like real tits is like you know, they are more like motherly and they do look like a source of nutrition. But like a fake tit is more
a bald head.
A fake tit looks like. Not exactly, but it's like a Cybertruck type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, whoa, these are...
Okay. Let's try to do this.
Yeah.
They can look nice, but they feel like not like far away from as nice as...
Look, I'll accept any tits.
Yeah.
True. You know?
You shouldn't be.
True. It's fine.
True.
Any tits are fine for me. I like small... Big, whatever. Mm. I may not be even that big of a tit guy.
No.
A handful. Just,
yeah.
What cool. kind of tits do you like, Ole Henrik?
All of them.
Every
all
tit. Of them.
This
one, is a good guy.
The one where the woman is not insecure about the size. That's the perfect size.
Even like the Afro.
Well, that's our job.
Like the, exactly.
It's our job to make her feel more secure. Wow.
No, it's not.
What nice tits.
Women are independent.
There you go.
They're going to listen to us.
They're not
their bodies. This is not that kind of podcast, Halak.
So in... What? Yeah, no one in Norway, no one walks up to a woman like, wow, I don't know if anyone has told you this, but your tits, even though they're small, they're nice.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, I've done that, but I have complimented.
Look at your small tits. They're nice. I think they're nice.
I like them.
I like them. I don't know. It feels like people have told you otherwise, but hey, coming from me, I think they're nice.
Let me see.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've told people with like... really like cleavage like hey nice tits
yeah
and they usually appreciate it.
Okay. I think you'd have to I'd do the inverse for them. Big tits it's not doing anything for me.
No,
have a good day.
You shouldn't compliment big tits, Halak.
No,
that's like
yeah, it's like
fuel to
I didn't
fire.
Say big. Yeah. I just said cleavage.
You know, I try to do
maybe
that.
Maybe I did say big. I don't know.
It's not my. I think like whenever I try to do stuff, I try to be different. I don't want to be hack.
No,
so. I try to approach my comedy that way, though I do have dick jokes.
That's good, though.
You can't escape from dick jokes. But I would say, like, even with women, if, like, I know she's probably constantly getting, like, a compliment on a certain thing, like tits or whatever, you know, I like the different body parts. I'm like, oh, your neck is gorgeous. I love... whatever's in there,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God, the that right there.
That little spot.
I like armpits.
Which I don't know if anybody that's listening, but we will release a visual of this. So
if
you're listening, go to this portion and just look at the body part I'm pointing at.
The
little
it's like the
dipper.
Kirag, yeah. Ben, I don't know what it's in
collarbone.
Wow. Collarbone, yeah.
What, this?
Yeah. There you go.
did you see this lady's collarbone? Oh my God.
I forgot to say your name. Rüfat Agayev. Welcome.
Correct.
Yeah, obviously you're a comic.
I'm a comedian. I've gotten back into rapping a little bit.
Rapping?
Really? I've gotten back into rapping a little bit.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, which is the worst time to get back into rapping is 37, right?
Yeah. It was like a middle life.
Like 2 Chainz and he started when it was like 50 or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of people compare me and 2 Chainz.
Yeah, that's
pretty much the same guy.
I've never been compared to him. Yeah.
You comfortable freestyling? Gotta try.
Tell me a joke, Talak. Do some stand up. Come on, freestyle it.
But I've recently gotten back into the music. I'm enjoying it. It's nice to do music when you're like not trying to make a career out of it. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
How's it been doing shows in Oslo?
Oslo's been really good. I've had to like figure it out. Because, like, one night, it'll be, like, really hot, and I'll be like, anything I say to these people is funny. Then the next night, it's like, oh, these fuckers aren't giving me much. You know, and it's, like, been from crowd to crowd and figuring out, like a rhythm and not being insecure if they don't laugh at every little single part that usually gets a laugh back home.
Yeah.
But the last show I had, I felt really, really good about it. Like, Hangover, as you all know, one of the best show in Oslo, probably.
I think it is, yeah. That's the best show to do.
I'm very grateful to do it. I think I had a really good set, and I finally felt, like, really comfortable with jokes that I had written about Oslo.
Yeah.
Because that was my goal. I already recorded an hour this past year, and I was like, if I'm going to come to Oslo, I'm not going to try to, like, do all these jokes that I've been doing. I'll do some of them.
Yeah.
I like doing some of them, but ones that kind of like resonate with you guys. But I was like, nah, I'm going to write about Oslo and what I think about the city.
I was really surprised when you did the set at Lucca. Because I was like, wow, he wrote these good jokes. How long have I been here? Like, how do you know Bjarne Melgaard?
I know. Well, no. I know Bjarne because I used to work for him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I thought about that. Like, who's talked about Bjarne Melva?
I worked for him. I have a weird connection with Norway.
Yeah. Huh, doesn't.
I don't know why Norway, like, you know, God, and I don't believe in a God, but somehow I'm like weirdly connected with this.
But
have you done the 23andMe or whatever?
8.7 Scandinavian.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my. My grandmother, who's half German, I like her.
I don't know if it's Scandinavian, but
that's scary.
That's not Scandinavian.
Well, no. In my 23andMe, I guess some Scandinavian. You want me to go grab? You want me to grab it?
No, it's not important, dude.
Okay,
it's not important.
But I think I got 8% Scandinavian.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wish I was less Scandinavian.
But I guess
you also done it?
No.
German is close, right?
Yeah, it's close.
I'm also part, like, I haven't done it, but I have, like, some grandparents from Germany.
We have a fairy.
I have some fucking Nazi people in the back.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I like it. I think you told me that.
I think so.
It happens.
Yeah.
I can't choose a family. No. But how long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
I started in 2015, like, right in the new year.
Okay.
I sucked.
You did?
I sucked. Because I was going from being like a rapper and I knew nothing about stand-up. Like, no.
You're always funny. Like,
maybe. Yeah, maybe. But I was like, you know, I just want to tell funny stories. Like, I was so against the idea of writing a joke for
you.
Like, it was so weird. And I didn't fully realize what I was getting myself into. Because what I was getting myself into was like, you're starting in the hardest city, probably in the best city in the world, and everyone from their respective cities that's the best comes there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm at the open mic. I'm thinking, like, I had this thing of, like, you can't do the same jokes at another open mic.
Oh.
You have to write new stuff for each open mic. I don't know how I thought that was going to work in the end, but I got my education from Florida, it takes me a little bit longer to put things together.
Okay.
Have you been performed at the Cellar?
I'm past at the Cellar.
Nice.
I no longer, I haven't gotten booked in a long time.
Oh.
I know, so sad, right? everyone's comedy dream I lived, but I've learned, when it first happened, I was getting booked pretty regular. And then, like, you know, it's kind of like what happens. People people start getting booked and then they're unbooked. And then I don't remember the last time I've put my avails in, to tell you the truth. But
The bookers.
Booker.
Oh.
Booker.
Isn't
Booker.
That like Booker. Adam or something? What's his name?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's the store probably.
Yeah, that's the store.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So I took it really. I remember you would get your emails on Tuesday, right? Like she would book you out for the week on Tuesday. And I had a girlfriend that was visiting me and she wanted to have sex right before she went to the airport. And I was like, I'm just not right in the right headspace. I haven't got my email yet.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Like, I'm easily affected, man. Yeah. But I think it made me a lot stronger comic. Because, okay, there we go. I was in a good, not. I don't care. Look, the fucking seller keeps fucking me everywhere I go. That was probably them right there. They called that shot in.
God damn it.
Oh, what's up?
Okay.
I learned that it's like, hey, man, it's bigger than that, which I think, like, performing at the Cellar is great. There's a lot of great comedians at the Cellar. And hopefully, you know, I'll be back one day. And if not, it's just the reality that I'm going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
But just I learned to, grinding. Like, I learned to, I was very hurt by it. And I learned to just, like, build my own shit, keep, they say, grinding. I think just, like, working at a place where you don't work for outcome.
Mm.
You work with, like, the things that you want to make, and then the outcome happens.
Yeah, yeah. True.
For sure.
Yeah.
We should learn.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, we kind of have to
hurry this up.
Yeah. Yeah, hurry the fuck up. Like, the other guys were a little
They were late.
Yeah. And then
long.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I hate those guys.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Fucking hate those guys.
Alone Marco, go fucking eat a dick.
Nutty, too.
I'm just kidding. And Nutty. Fucking finish asshole.
At least
Nutty,
yeah.
What's a good metal record store that I could go to while I'm here?
Oh,
what's like the metal record store?
Big Dipper, isn't that
Big Dipper?
This guy probably knows best.
Yeah, I know where.
Not too far away.
it's down in the city.
That's
the basement.
Isn't that Storgata or something?
Yeah, no.
Müllergata.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
It's close now.
Okay. It's more like a vinyl shop, I think.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But like metal shop, what do you, like they only sell metal shit?
That's what I want.
Or do you mean
what about the, do they still have the shop at Gunnerius? You know, the...
As long as it's like, no. I can get a t-shirt. Okay. I want to get a t-shirt for somebody.
So it's like, it's music?
Yeah.
Okay. What t-shirt?
I don't know. I'll just see something. Probably like a Mayhem t-shirt, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all know Mayhem?
I only listen to Akon, so I don't know.
Mayhem's
good. I love Mayhem.
Yes, Blue.
I'm going to see him in June, actually.
Ness Blue?
Wow. Yeah. Ness Blue?
That's
the name of it?
Yeah, it means nosebleed.
Nosebleed.
Yeah.
All right, so go to Nosebleed.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Not the Big Dipper.
Not both, I guess.
Both. All right, yeah. I'll go to both. Fuck it.
And then, like, if you go through, like, the main, like, streets in Grünlecker, they have, like, a different shop that sells, like, band merch.
Band merch, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's often fake band merch. Like, it's like a U-tweet t-shirt or a...
Sometimes the fake is better than the real, you know what I mean?
Yeah, talking about tits.
Talking about titties.
Talking about titties.
Full circle. Let's go. Full circle.
All right. Circle.
Full circle. Thank you.
You can wrap it up.
Okay, thank you very much for coming, Rufat.
I appreciate it.
That was the quickest podcast.
Yeah, I know. I wish we had more time, but we have these other guys, and, you know, you're an atheist. You're like, do this. Did it. How long are you staying?
I'm staying until February 2nd.
We can do another one then.
Like another 30 minutes.
There's another 30 minutes.
We're going to do it. Yeah, let's do it. I love you guys. This is the best.